Not quite in the holiday spirit yet, the Buffalo Gay Men's Chorus will certainly get you there. That's the sound of them practicing on a Tuesday night inside St. John's Grace Episcopal Church on Colonial Circle in Buffalo. This year, the group is not only aiming to usher in the holiday spirit, but foster what they say is a much-needed sense of community and social support within the LGBTQ community. They say the need is most prevalent among youths. A CDC national report shows 29.4% of gay, lesbian, and bisexual students actually attempt suicide. That compared to just 6.4% of heterosexual students. Garrett Martin is the artistic director for the chorus. He says this year they're reaching out to other agencies to help bring the issue into focus.
And we actually, on our October concerts, we partnered with GLIS, which is Gay and Lesbian Youth Services of Buffalo, to have them, they were present and had some literature there and actually spoke at our concerts, because we think that that is so important, because of course that suicide rate is even greater and higher for youth, and especially homelessness is also very rampant when it comes to gay and lesbian youth in Buffalo and around the country.
Robert Hunt has been a member of the chorus for 13 seasons. He says groups like the Gay Men's Chorus can provide a safe space for those who, even in this day and age, 2018, face a stigma and sometimes violence related to their sexual preference.
I do feel like that there is this painted picture that, you know, gay is okay, but we can't forget about the people who don't have that acceptance in their families. I can speak from that personally. I came out in my almost mid-20s, and unfortunately I don't have ties to my family anymore. But fortunately for me, I actually met my husband here. He isn't singing with us right now, but I've been married for 8 years. We've been together 11 years. We own a home together. His family's been amazing to me and accepting. You know, certainly there's this picture painted out there that, like, everybody's accepting, but that certainly isn't the case still. We have so much further to go.
Martin says his group plans to continue to set an example and lead the way.
I think that, it's, you know, the mission of the chorus is to celebrate pride within ourselves and in our community. And I think that that's what we're here to do. We're here to share that message of pride, both being gay men and of pride in Buffalo, and how that that all plays in together as part of the cultural fabric of this city.
The group is preparing for its annual holiday performance that starts this weekend at the Westminster Presbyterian Church on Delaware Avenue in Buffalo. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.